Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be focusing on the 42nd chapter, Perek Membeis of Sefer Yeshayah, and we're coming along. We already are just 20-something prakim from the end of Sefer Yeshayah. We've come two-thirds of the way through the Sefer, so we really are getting there. Let's focus on this Perek. This Perek is divided into four sections. The first section is describing the messenger of Hashem. There's somebody or some entity who acts as the messenger of Hashem, and this is what Yeshayah says about him. Hashem promises that he's going to support his servant. Ein avdi esmach boy, I'm going to support the servant. And he places his spirit, Hashem promises to place his ruach on this person, this entity, to send mishpat lagoyim yotzi, to extract judgment. And Hashem says that this person will not have to raise his voice. His voice will be heard by its own sense of conviction. There'll be a sense of inner and quiet leadership. He will not break the weak staff. Listen to the beautiful poetry. The weak staff will not be broken. And he won't extinguish the fading ember. This means taking advantage of the weak. He's not going to trust judgment. Rather, the emes yotzi mishpat is going to bring truth to judgment, even for the weak people who can't defend themselves, who are victims. He's not going to take advantage of them. He will not weaken oil or dim this person until he expresses judgment in the world. Then in the next paragraph, Yeshayahu describes how Hashem declares that he who is the power of all creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu borei shamayim v'notahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has all the power in the world, he's going to give strength. He will give strength to help the blind out of darkness and release the prisoners from their cells. And he reasserts that as opposed to any other force in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell the truth because he doesn't give his power to anything else in the world. And HaRishonos Hinebo'u, the first prophecy has already happened, V'chadosh Asani Magid, and I'm telling you what the new ones are going to be, so follow them carefully. B'terem Titzmach No Ashmei Aschem, I'm going to tell you what happens before it happens. What's happening in this section? Who is he talking about? Who is this person or entity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is affirming will know the truth of what is going on in the world? So the Mefarshim actually debate this. If you take a look at the first Ibn Ezra, Rabbeinu Avraham Ibn Ezra, at the beginning of this parak, he quotes that most of the Mefarshim suggest that these are referring to tzaddikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is representative in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's righteous ones who will set aside them, who will be set aside and represent him to express justice. However, he quotes Rav Sadia Gaon, one of the earlier Gaonim, who actually suggests it refers to, interestingly enough, Cyrus the Great. Cyrus, of course, is one of the great Persian leaders who will bring down the Babylonian Empire. So in a certain sense, he is the tool in the hand of Hashem who's going to be pulling down the Babylonians who bring so much trouble and terror and suffering to the nation of Israel. Fascinating interpretation. Ibn Ezra says it actually refers to Yeshayahu himself. So his prophecy is Hashem talking about the speaker who is Yeshayahu, and Yeshayahu will have the strength. It's interesting, after going through that sort of list of the Mefarshim, Abarbanel brings all these Mefarshim, and Abarbanel says, with the greatest of respect, he says in very interesting terms, he says, it seems to me that they were hikub besanverim, that all these Mefarshim were struck with blindness, because it's clearly not referring to any of these, it's referring to Mashiach. What we're talking about over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send an individual who is going to bring about justice and is going to bring about salvation and is going to take people away out of their darkness and out of their cells. That's what it's referring to. And this is the description of Melech HaMashiach, once again, who is going to break the galus of Babel. The next section is a very short section running from Pasuk Yud to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Is really the song of redemption. And Hashem describes how there will be a new song which is sung. Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadash. And this song will be sung from the edges of the earth. Those who go down to the sea, everything in the sea, all the islands, from the deserts to the rock dwellers, from the mountaintops, everyone will cry out to Hashem as they see Hashem emerging. Ki ish milchamos, Yair kina, as Hashem rekindles kina, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vengeance as he searches out the enemies of Israel. This is fascinating. Who is singing this? What's going on over here? So Rashi says this is perforce, the nations who will be forced to sing the song, for the simple reason is that the expression of Hashem will be so clear, there'll be no way for them to escape it. They're going to have to sing this. The Radak points out that it may even be, when you look at these psukim, it's umalai, that even the inhabitants of the earth, the inhabitants of the sea will be singing, meaning the very creation itself will sing out Hashem when Hashem finally expresses himself. The Malbim also notes over here that this is a Shir Chadash, this is a new song in a very unique respect. Usually, when miracles happen, the miracle emerges from a specific point in the world, like, you know, whether it be Egypt, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs miracles in Egypt, and then the tidings spreads outwards like a ripple. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is describing how it's the Geula will start, the redemption process will start at the very edges, the very horizons, which means to say, it's not going to be a localized miracle. The whole creation itself will reverberate with this expression of God. This is why it's going to necessitate its own Shira. The next section of the Perek is describing, this is such a powerful, such an emotive description in this next section, which runs from Pasuk Yod Dalet to Yod Zayin. It describes how Hashem will no longer remain silent. Hashem says, "Hechireishi me'olam acharish esapak. I've stayed silent for too long. Kayol eda efer, now I'm going to scream out like a birthing woman." Because Baruch Hu is talking about how he's seen his nation suffer so terribly, and he's no longer going to keep quiet. He's no longer going to let them suffer. He's going to call out as the Geula starts approaching. Hashem talks about how he will level mountains, he'll dry up the swamps, he'll bring the blind out of the dark, and those who don't know through the dark roads. And he tells us in the end that those who trusted in their idols will be shocked and embarrassed. And idols don't mean to say necessarily just wooden forms or golden forms. It means things that people trusted in that would bring redemption, and they didn't bring redemption. Investments we made in forces that really aren't powerful, those people are going to be shocked and embarrassed as they see where the real power comes from. One or two just points to ponder in this little section over here is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes his bringing Geula, he talks about drying up the swamps. It is fascinating to me that one of the first things that the Chalutzim, the first secular Zionists did when they came to the land of Israel, was to dry the swamps in the not wanted land of Palestine. You know, of course today there's many claims as to all these indigenous people who claim that this was their land, but most of the land was uninhabitable and was swampland, and it was developed, and at the cost of much energy and life was developed into the beautiful, beautiful country we see today. So in a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's description of drying up the agamim ovish, I'll dry up the swamps, it's fascinating. There is a certain, we'll call it retrospective kiyum of this prophecy, retrospective fulfillment of this prophecy, not through the hands of some supernatural force, but through the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu leading human beings in that direction. Just something worthwhile thinking about. One question over here is just, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as experiencing pain? Like, it's a little bit of a discomforting description of Hashem saying he's sort of in childbirth. Why is Hashem suffering? So famously in Tehillim Tzadi Aleph, we talk about how Hashem says, Yikra'eni ve'eneyu, when you will call out to me, I will answer him. Imoi anochi v'tzara, I am with you in your tzara. Which means to say, there's a notion of what's called shchinta b'galusa, that Hashem's divine presence goes into galus, and to a certain degree is experiencing the pain with us, even though not expressing it explicitly, it is experiencing it, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is describing over here. Hashem is not simply watching us suffer, Hashem is suffering with us till the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the redemption. One last thing to think about in this section is that in bringing back Israel to the land of Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he brings them back on a dark route. Why a dark route? So Mitzvot points out that B'nai Israel no longer know the route back to Israel. They no longer know in their, we'll call it, spiritual compass, which way Israel is. And this is something which is a very powerful concept. The Talalei Chaim, Rav Chaim Cohen, says, Kabbalistically speaking, we are stuck in a mode of what's called Moichin Dekatnos, which means small-mindedness, small goddess mentality, diaspora mentality, where we can't appreciate. We're still trying to relearn the skills of walking in a Geula, in an era of Geula. We still talk in languages of singularity, in languages of staccato, of silo communities, not of nationhood, not of national identity. That's what we're experiencing now. We're still in darkness. We're witnessing the Geula, Aschalta de Geula unfold, and we're still talking as if we're in Minsk in 1905, as Rav Soloveitchik says in Kol Dodi Dofek. Finally, the last section of this parak runs from Yud Ches all the way to the end of the parak, which is the Pasuk Chafei, and this is a section called the willfully ignorant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes how the blind will see and the deaf will hear again. But who is the blind person? My own servant. Who is the deaf person? My messenger. He says these people will see so many proofs, but they won't listen, they won't see, they won't pay attention to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem chafetz lemansid ko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem wants people to be matzdik, to search for righteousness, to reprimand one another, not to let it slide. That's where this pasuk comes from that we say in davening every day. From this pasuk in Yeshayahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bemoans the fact that his nation is persecuted, is put into cells, is suffering, and they don't have the self-reflection tools to be able to understand where they are and why they are at their place. Who's being indicted over here? Most of the Mephoshim point out that it's the leaders. The leaders are being indicted for saying they look at the people and they stroke the egos of the people who are falling into their own trenches or falling into their own suffering. And ultimately, it's the responsibility of the leaders to reprimand and the people to listen, because that's the only way out of it. If only we had the eyeglasses of Tanakh, if only we had the ability to be able to see with this perspective, we would be able to see the Gula b'mehirah v'yameinu. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.